USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A planned NATO exercise with about 30,000 troops from more than 25 countries from Europe and North America began in Norway on Monday. NATO said the drill, codenamed Cold Response, includes 200 aircraft and 50 vessels. NATO was sure to point out that the exercise did not have anything to do with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The training will continue into April. Chinese diplomacy takes a seven-hour tour Monday in Rome. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with his Chinese counterpart, Yang Jianxie. The United States offered a stern warning for China to steer clear of Russia's war effort. Ned Price from the State Department.
Our concerns about the PRC's support to Russia in the wake of the invasion and the implications.
The suspect in last weekend's stabbing at the Museum of Modern Art was apprehended in Philadelphia early Tuesday morning. 60-year-old Gary Cabano was arrested by Philly police at the Greyhound bus station and is awaiting extradition. USA Radio News.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A fast-spreading COVID-19 variant known as Stealth Omicron is making its way through China. More than 10,000 cases have been reported, with zero deaths in the first 2 weeks of March. As Russian soldiers continue to kill civilians in Ukraine, the humanitarian crisis worsens.
More people are fleeing the war in Ukraine every day. The latest United Nations figures say that over 2.8 million Ukrainians have fled their country since Russia's invasion began, making it the biggest refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Speaking to CBS News, the mayor of Warsaw, Poland, Rafael Trzaskowski.
Some of the stories are just overwhelming and incredible, especially about kids being killed. And other kids watching it. We try everything we can, to create a safe haven for them, because we're absolutely certain that, the Ukrainians are also fighting for our own security, not only of Poland, but of the Western world.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Hunt. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Police said early Tuesday they arrested a suspect gunman who had been stalking homeless men asleep on the streets in New York City and Washington, D.C., killing at least two people and wounding three others in less than 2 weeks. As Russia's war machine continues its path of destruction, former NATO Supreme Allied Commander General Wesley Clark says Russian advances remain stalled. The general on CNN knows a thing or two about military movements.
Now, I think Russia strategically and operationally is in trouble in this special operation, as they call it. They haven't made the speed of movement. They haven't achieved their objectives. They don't have the sustainability to be able to keep pushing without these operational pauses. They're looking for something, maybe Chinese support, maybe the use of a chemical weapon, or maybe some kind of diplomatic cover that gives them an opportunity to reorganize and do something later. So they're in trouble. Tactically, this battle will be decided, and operationally, by the amount of munitions, stingers, javelins, and other things that we can help the Ukrainians acquire.
Scientists have confirmed that several geomagnetic storms are going to intercept Earth this week. Geomagnetic storms are caused by solar explosions hurling material into space. The results are disturbances to Earth's upper atmosphere and increased drag on objects in low orbits. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.